Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, they call it a prayer line. I call it an experience. A love experience. You see, the Love Journey mission is to educate, motivate, and elevate the consciousness of all those who come to this line. And I'm excited. Today is Friday, and this is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I am Janine Ann Ingram. I'm your radio host. And we're going to get started with a beautiful song by Joshua Rogers. Rain on me. Rain on us. Joshua Rogers, rain on us. You tuned in to
Let
the
Your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Say rain. Oh, needing my shower. Send your spirit, Lord.
Send your spirit,
yeah,
Lord.
All right.
Rain, Lord.
God, I need you to breathe new life within me.
Tuned into the Love Journey. That was Joshua Rogers, Rain on Us. And all right, just do a little speak to my heart. We're gonna do it twice as right. This is what I need on the Love Journey. This is Donnie McCloakin. Speak to my heart. And I am Janine Ingram, your radio host for the Love Journey.
Thank you.
that will bring new life. Word on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade
away. If you
sleep in my heart now,
sleep in my heart,
Holy Spirit,
message of
love to encourage. I can hear from you, and I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide, and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Be your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
and I know what to do.
Then I know what.
Tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, this is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. This is Friday, and we're going to get ready in time with them. And in tuning in, we want to tune in to our mighty I Am presence, invoking and inviting the presence of the higher mind consciousness recognizing that there really is only one presence and one power in the whole universe. On this line, we recognize this great spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So let's take in a deep breath, becoming still and knowing that you are one with the one. And as we take this deep breath, I want us to breathe in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, breathe into the heart, deep into the diaphragm, and release through the mouth. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am that I am. Breathe, family. And release. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we come into alignment in this right now moment with the Divine Mother, Father, presence, the precious and Holy Spirit, asking energetic expression of our higher mind self to come in true alignment in our financial place, in our financial substance, as we listen to Ayana Zinza.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Let's stay in that same intention as we give gratitude with Ayana Vinfa.
Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful. And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me. Eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought for, I am so grateful, grateful, grateful I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience, just breathing gratitude, long, deep inhale, I am so grateful, slow, complete exhale, grateful, I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful I am. And breathe. And experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers, and give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room as you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
In my life, I just want to have fun, and I want to be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing. There's so much out there for all of us, that we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
You're tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram. We're going to play Mesa, Head to the Sky. Keep your head to the sky.
Thank you.
All right, you tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and we're going to bring in Queen Mother Joyce Agar Ramza for the reading today. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Lady Love.
Good morning.
Yes, 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 keep your head to the sky. I never really heard those words until this morning. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Well, good morning, Love Journey.
Good morning. Good morning. I love what she said. Father, please bless us today. She said, Father, please bless us today and expand our territory. Prayer today.
Wow. Yes, yes. I will listen to that. I didn't know the girl was teaching like that before. Woo, my goodness gracious. Yes, 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 yes. What a day. Here we are on September 30th. We're going to say bye-bye to September 30th, 2016. We'll never come again. Ah, in the month of order. Hallelujah. That we served in today, what is September 30th, is my son's birthday. So I'm saying, giving a shout-out to my Najim Siraj Tariq Ramsey, who is studying law. He changed his career, and he's 40 years old today. I guess he's saying, well, it ain't never too late. So welcome again, Love Journey family, children of the Most High, Rocksteady God. Rocksteady God who promises never to leave you, nor to forsake you. Know that you are serving a God who is faithful to his word. And your piece of the rock this morning, lovely children of the Most High, is written today by Charles Taylor in California. And he says, do you. Starting off with Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Let me say that again. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the transcendentalist of 1800s, wrote, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. To know your own values, to be true to yourself, and to live in accordance with this knowing is most important. Little Jesuses. Affirm this day and affirm often. I'd rather be an imperfect me, you know, than be an imperfect copy of someone else.
Mm.
At times, this means going against the grain of other people's opinion. Sometimes it means doing things that may not be popular. It may even result in censure or disapproval from others. But do you, and be true to you. But there is no way, absolutely no way, to lead a full, authentic, and fulfilling life without being true to you. Only you. You over there too. Block Talk Radio. Come on, love group. Only you can be the best you. But you can't be the best of you if you're trying to be the best of what others want you to be. So this morning, do you. Do you. Hmm? Do you. Romans 12:2 is the scripture from which this is sprouting from. And it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Good morning. Good morning. Adieu, adieu. Namaste. Amen. Wasn't that great?
Do you. I'd rather be an imperfect me than a perfect copy. Come on now.
Of someone else. Yes, Lordy, I've been there, so I declare it feels good to be free.
Thank you, Queen Mother. That was Queen Mother Joyce Adaramza. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and this is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I bring to you our sister, beautiful, amazing, go-getter. That's what I always think about. I don't know if anybody ever heard of Young Jeezy yet. I'm a go-getter. Well, okay. We're going to bring in our beautiful sister, Chastity Wells. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Janine. Good morning, Love Journey. Good morning, good morning.
Yes, yes. And
so,
I'm super excited.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll be picking up where we had the privilege of leaving off last week in Chapter 4. We were able to start there and tell the truth.
Ooh.
Tell the truth. And I think this is a good part because this gives us the opportunity to really start becoming really clear on what we're doing, what we're talking about, and the importance of, just like Mama Joy said, living in our own truth of whether it's an imperfect us, you know, trying to be a perfect somebody else, right? So last week we discussed unraveling your own tangled web. One of the things Barbara Sandy highlighted in her book, Overcoming Under-Earning, the 5-step plan to a richer life, was until you know what's going on, you can't possibly do anything differently. Unless you confess what's not working and figure out why, you'll never be able to make things work any better. And I love that. I really, really, really love that. Because a lot of times, I've even seen in my own life, we'll try to solve something, but we try to somehow avoid this part of the process. And that's really confess what's not working and why. And that's the only way that we'll really be able to understand how to make it work any better. This is a crucial piece. This is a crucial part of the process, is to accept that part, for the most part of your life, is the result of the choices that we've made. But for many, those choices may have been based on false, deficient, or flawed information. Think about all the financial details you haven't wanted to deal with, or how Blanche's negative chatter drowns out your authentic needs and desires. I know that's been true even for myself, right? Remember, we used the word Blanche as like your negative self-talk inside your brain. We talked about that earlier when we first started the book many weeks ago. Choices derived from this kind of data aren't likely to lead you in a direction to your dream. The whole point of telling the truth is to start making new choices based on actual facts. Not your stories about what happened, but accurate data. Not what you guess is going on, and your core values. Not what you should want. And I love that, and I wanted to really bring this point out because we really didn't get an opportunity to really hone in on that. A lot of times even for myself, I may look at life, and you may say, I probably shouldn't be a writer. That's not the right thing to do. I think attorneys make more money, so then you go after being an attorney. And then you realize you're not as passionate about being an attorney. You're not willing to stay up and do all the necessary litigation and research on it or whatever the case may be. So you may live an average life, right? Whereas your passion, your true passion that you were created and why you were really put here is writing. I'm just saying just something that just came to mind real quick. And so even in that, we have to just learn to be authentic with our core values, who we truly are, the accurate facts, and the actual facts, not the stories that we're saying happened, but actually what did happen that got us to the situation that we're in. So that's all a part of unraveling our own tangled web. Another point that I wanted to bring up before we move on as well was problems have a purpose. Problems have a purpose, Janine. They're trying to get our attention. They let us know when we need to do something differently. It's always best to deal with them early before they become any bigger. Troubles usually begin as a whisper, but grow progressively louder the longer we neglect them. Woo! And I thought that that was really, 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 really powerful. Yeah, like that. Because a lot of times people, we've come to the point that we try to ignore problems. But a problem is really just a whisper that we need to try to do something differently. It's a whisper that we need to try to do something differently. And if we continue to ignore it, that whisper only becomes louder. So one of the things that Henry Kissinger was quoted saying in this chapter said, a problem ignored is a crisis invited.
Mm-hmm.
A problem ignored is a crisis invited. So some of the things I wanted to looking at real quick before we go to the problem indicator checklist is facing a problem does not mean rushing ahead with impulsive solution or passively accepting the situation as that's just the way it is. Facing a problem, Janine, means looking at it straight in the eye, even if you don't have a clue what to do about it. The truth I had to tell myself was that I'd been ignoring my finances. I knew we were living month to month. I knew we had debt, but I didn't know how much. Your first peek at the truth may evoke temporary panic, but then something remarkable will occur. As you'll learn from Lori's story. So then we started talking about Lori's story. But I wanted to go over the checklist real quick just to see if this did apply to any of us, and then we can just kind of move on from there. Now, the problem indicator checklist, they said check the statements that apply to you, and I'll go through these. And these are important for us to really know because, remember, the whole point of this book and the whole point of this is for us to really be interactive, to be writing in this book, even the things that, like I said, I've done, I've read the book before, and to even look where I was at before, compared to the things that I've manifested or some of the things where I still need to clean up on. I really think it's a great thing. So I really highly encourage people, even if you don't have the book, which, you know, you definitely can get it at a, you know, a really inexpensive rate from Amazon or ThriftBooks or any of the programs that Janine offers as well, or so the Love Journey, it's really worth it. You have to invest in yourself because it's the only way we really do turn our lives around. But the problem indicator checklist says we have a few different things, so let's see which resonates. So it says, deep down, I believe someone or something will rescue me. Someone else handles all my financial decisions. I rarely balance my checkbook. I forget to record checks I've written. I don't know the total amount of my debt. Creditors keep calling me. I use credit cards for cash advances at the ATM. I don't have a savings account. I only pay the minimum monthly credit card payment. I can't even afford monthly payments. I was recently turned down for a credit or a loan. I have less than 2 months of living expenses in the bank. I routinely spend more than I earn. If I lost my job, I'd have difficulty paying the next month's bill. I don't know my net worth. I worry about money a lot. I have trouble paying my rent or house payments on time. I put off seeking medical attention because I can't afford it. I dip into my savings and investments to pay off bills. I take out new loans before old ones are paid off. I have back taxes I have never paid. Yeah. So, according to Barbara Stanley, she said, these statements you checked are troublemakers, Janine. If they're not causing you problems yet, they eventually will. This is a problem indicator checklist. These are truly troublemakers. So these are your aha moments, if you will. These are your, it's time to get clear about what's going on and start working towards a solution before it grows any bigger. She allows us on the next page to really talk about what's not working in our lives. What's not working in my life? Really get clear. Talk about it. Expose the truth, even though exposing the truth is uncomfortable. But truth, just like surgery, Janine, may hurt, but it cures. And that's what we'll pick up today. Continuing on, learning to see the light. Because even though surgery may hurt, it does cure. Did anybody have anything from there they wanted to add in, Wild, or that made them think about something before we moved on?
Good God morning. Peace and blessings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, well, you was going down my life, Chastity's questions. I was able to answer yes to a lot of those questions. A few of them I was able to say no, but a lot of it I was able to say yes to. And so I do really, really, really do have a lot of work to do. And quite honestly, it comes right back to not knowing and being resistant to the knowledge of it, to be honest with it. My daughter, she just recently started working, and I was like, well, Ebony, I haven't seen no bank statements come through here. She said, oh, I do online banking. I'm like, well, what does that mean? In all honesty, I really truly do not understand, you know, the online banking. And quite frankly, even coming up as a child, this is something that I never saw in my household. I never saw checks getting balanced and stuff like that. And I don't, you know, so, you know, you don't see it, so you don't know anything about it. And so this is the way I came up, not knowing, because I never even seen it in my house, in my household, you know. So my work is definitely cut out for me, and I am releasing resistance. So thank you.
All right. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And it's all good. So Jackie, Were you saying something to me?
No, no, go ahead. I was going to talk about online banking. So you were speaking to her about something I don't want to change. Go ahead.
No, but I believe, you know, I think it's all good. That's really the whole point of us all being here, is realizing that a lot of these things, you know, do relate to us. I mean, it was things on here that even I checked off. It was a lot of things I had checked off that I was like, ooh, I can do better. Oh, my God, I've done that. Ooh, ooh. So it becomes those aha moments like, oh, my God, she's absolutely right. But until it's in your face and someone asks you about it or whatever the case may be, you have a tendency where, you know, you can ignore it. So,
yeah, you can ignore it. You're not even aware that you are doing it. You say,
ignoring it. Yep.
Yeah, party stuff. I'll get to that later. Knowing full well that you know you are not going to. But one of the comments I wanted to make, because I had read this checklist and I didn't like it, okay? I just wanted to stop after a while. But then again, I realized that, you know, this is the time, Joy. You know, how long are you going to continue doing these kind of things? And what I've been finding out is that I have to start rethinking about how I see things, and when I find out where the pause is, don't really blame me, but give God thanks that I'm discovering it, that I'm finding out where it came from, where it stemmed from, and rather than to find fault with people, particularly if they're dead, you can't find people at fault and they're already gone because you can't go to them and resolve anything. So making me grow up. One of the things is, you know, someone else handles all my financial decisions. You know, immediately I started thinking about when I was a child, and it would tell you, well, I used to watch the TV series How to Marry a Millionaire. And so most of the girls and the women during that time, we were, girl, marry me a millionaire. Oh, yeah, we're going to marry a millionaire. And, you know, and never for a light moment thought the fact we don't even know any outside the TV and on movie screen, right? But nevertheless, we're looking for the millionaire. And then we get into a crunch in a situation, hey, you got to find one before you're 25. Because after 25, you're an old maid. So you got to get that man, you got to get that millionaire and do what you got to do before you're 25 because you won't even be able to sell yourself after 25. So here we are in this little crunch, and I thought about that. I said, my goodness. And I'm on the line with awesome women who are 25 and beyond doing marvelous things. And here I'm reading about overcoming under-earning. And still in my lifetime, but a totally, absolutely different that a woman could actually make her own rules, make her own money, and do her. I tell you. This is awesome, but I got a lot of these little clothes, Chris, Chastity, I got to peel off of me, okay? But I'm ready to peel them, baby doll. I'm ready to peel them with my credit cards and taxes and everything else. So thank you all for this. I ain't scared no more.
I love it. And that's the reality, though. I mean, it's a reality for all of us. That, you know, it no longer serves us at this point in our lives to continue to blame our uncles, our aunts, our moms, our fathers, people who've passed on for us not knowing how to balance our checking account, us not saving enough money, us not believing enough in ourselves where we're looking for someone to save us and marry that millionaire or handle all of our finances. So, you know, that's the aha of this book, is to put it back in our lap to say, you know what, you can do it. And that's the beauty of it, is really overcoming that part of it and understanding that we really are worth it. I'm worth it. You're worth it. We're worth the work. We're worth knowing where our money is going and really understanding our true intentions and showing up in our lives the way that we truly do desire, because it's our God-given right. So I love how you put that. That is a powerful point that you made.
I just also want to piggyback on that. I guess we're not too far from that, because I remember me and my girlfriends used to hang out with the basketball players and the football players. You know, I had been with Ben so long, I guess I didn't really think I was going to marry, but I guess I was just in the idea of, with the idea of marrying a basketball player and a football player, having fun and hanging out. But the interesting thing is, the point that you made is how far we've came in terms of women understanding and owning their own and how we understand who we are now opposed to where we were years ago when we didn't make financial decisions in our home. So, and that's what I wanted to talk about in terms of our banking. There's no reason for nobody to know where they are in their banking process. No, you know, you can just push the app on your bank on your phone now and look at where you are on your bank. So every time I release some money or I circulate some money, I'm looking at my app, making sure nothing is coming out more than what I circulated. And so it's just so much more easier today. So when I was listening to the problem indicators, one of the things that I know we should be able to do differently if we haven't, you need to download that app. That is the best thing in the world for me personally, was this app. Technology. I could just look at my bank account at an instant and know what's going on and know how much I circulated, know where I'm at, and keep up with it. So I just wanted to, if you haven't downloaded the app, because I know some people are resistant to technology, but I tell you, that app is your best friend. So I just wanted to, we should not be having to not know where we are in our bank account.
Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today's world, you can keep track of so much. I've been really helping my daughter through her process of being grown and everything and how to bless her money going out and coming in and all that. But she showed me an application. It's called Prism, and it keeps track of every bill, and it tells me, okay, hooray, you know, this is taken care of. Hooray, you have nothing due today, you know. So, like you said, Janine, there's so many things out there now that are so, if we just tap into them and utilize them, because it really keeps me knowing where everything's going. And, you know, and I always tell her, too, I said, you know, it's a good thing to know. Okay, I like to eat out, so I'm going to, this is my splurge, and this is how I'm going to circulate this money into the universe, but get a budget and a handle on what that looks like, what that picture looks like. So I'm checking off still a lot of those little check boxes that Chastity just called out, so there's still a lot of work to do, but I'm glad that I'm able to share that with my children so that they can be so much better at my age than I was at at this age. So they won't have so many check boxes. Hallelujah. They won't have any check boxes. Yay! Glory to God. I'm claiming that one. They'll have no check boxes at my age.
There we go.
Amen.
The one thing that I love about my American Express is that it gives you a pie chart every month of where your money is going. I love that.
Yeah.
You can sit and study your pie chart and decide, is this who, how you want to keep moving forward with your financial relationship? So thank you so much for Prism.
Yeah.
I'm turning back over to you, Chastity.
All right. Yes. So definitely teaching our children the way that they should go so they can truly have less check boxes than we have. And hopefully they'll get to the point where they don't have any check boxes is truly our goal. So thank you so much for sharing. So we're moving on to seeing the light. With seeing the light, she was talking to Lori, who barely a month after she had took a workshop, she was saying that she hadn't hit six figures yet, but she had a lot more motivation to look at the things she had been avoiding, which I think was really, really, really powerful. It is really hard to do. I had to make myself look at everything and how I got here. The first thing she did after the class was she added up what she and her husband owed. The grand total was a whopping $40,000, Janine. Did you know your debt would be so high? Barbara asked her. I did, but I didn't. She said she did, but she didn't. So that rang really loud for me because it's like I know that there's times that I've answered or I've even shown up in my own life and said, I do, but I don't. And that's where this type of book really does help us become clear. So you're not saying, I know I owe a lot, but not really. We should know really how much
like down to the dime, how much we really do owe out. So she said, I did, but I didn't. I think there's a part of your brain that just doesn't want to think about the total numbers, and I knew everything individually, but when you have to spread it out, her voice trailed off, and she sighed. It doesn't feel good to admit that if we don't do something soon, we're going to be eating cat food when we're 65. So I guess that always cracks me up, being in insurance, this cat food joke. But anyway, telling the truth, you've been trying to hide, is like going from pitch black into blinding light. It's shocking at first, perhaps even painful, and your instinctive reaction is to keep your eyes closed. Later, Lori told her, I wrote in my journal, am I willing to be even more uncomfortable than I am now for a while? And I underlined for a while. I remember how you kept coming back to, you are going to be uncomfortable. It validated my discomfort. And I'll probably continue to be uncomfortable while I'm fixing this. If I hadn't been aware of it, I think it would have stopped me. So instead, she stopped taking on new debt. She consolidated her credit cards to the lowest possible rate. She began seeing a financial counselor to learn more about money management skills. And she started selling things on eBay, Janine. A lot of stuff that's actually just sitting around, just taking up space, like books, videos, craft items. She also rented a space in the antique store to sell many small collectibles. Having too much stuff is another bad way to manage money. Right? And that then she goes on to, yeah, well, it's many people. Because, like she said, having too much stuff is another bad way to manage money. But what she discovered was priceless. I won't tell anyone, it's easy looking at what you have been avoiding forever. It's always hard. But it won't kill you. And, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought. It actually feels a lot better than saying, I don't want to look at it. So I just want to repeat that real good, make sure we're clear. She said what she discovered was priceless. I won't tell anyone, it's easy looking at it, what you have been avoiding forever. It really, it's really hard, but it really won't kill you. And you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought. It actually feels a lot better saying, I don't want to look at it. It feels a lot better than saying you don't want to look at it. So I think that's a powerful moment to get to that point in your life where you just go ahead and you say, hey, you know what? I know I didn't want to look at it, but now I'm going to look at it and then start moving to the right avenues to resolve it all. So I'll close in this. She said, it took courage for Lori to look at the truth in the eye and give an unexpected boost to her business. Unpacking new homeowners. It motivated her to make extra phone calls, schedule extra appointments. It pushed me past my comfort threshold to do a little bit more than I have been doing to get the word out. So I think even for myself, that was an aha moment for me. It's just really looking into some things, even in my own life. Because once we really do become clear, then it helps us really become that much more motivated to move towards a solution. There's no point in staying in that or staying in that feeling of being uncomfortable. Because the bottom line is, family, we created it. We created it. But the beautiful thing is, God gave us the choice to resolve it, and we can resolve it. So that's the great thing about Barbara Stanley's book, is to put it back in our face, put it back on our lap, give us the opportunity to own it, be grown enough to own it, and give us the tools on how to resolve it. So in Lori's standpoint, or even in many of our standpoint who work in sales or entrepreneurs or whatever, it came down to making an extra phone call, scheduling extra appointments, pushing past your comfort zone and your threshold of comfort. And that's for many of us. Moving outside of your comfort zone. So it's time for us all to look at what is that comfort zone that you've been living in for way too long that our problems are going from whispers and they're starting to speak a little bit louder. Now is the time for us to really get clear about it, because just as Henry quoted in this book, a problem ignored is a crisis invited. So I challenge us all just to really start looking at it, looking at the things that have kept us inside of our comfort zone, and start moving towards moving out of that comfort zone. And like Barbara said, it's only going to hurt for a little bit of time. It's only going to hurt for a little bit of time to make those extra calls, just to set your schedules a little bit longer, do what you need to do, whether it's the extra running, it's the extra this, or whatever you need to do, set your budget, sell some things on eBay, sell your things on Craigslist. I sell things on, there's a new app, it's called OfferUp. I sell things on there, and that stuff sells really fast too. So it's definitely a way just to start moving us in the right direction. So I hope you take these things to heart and we all start moving past our comfort zone and moving into the area that we really want to be in, and that's the promises that God has created for us all in our lives. So that's what we end today with the book and what we're actually talking about and my financial tip of the week, because I can't stay on really long here this morning.
Good morning, Jasmine.
Hey, good morning. Hey, let me give my financial tip. I have to go. And
okay.
I'm going to let everybody do what they have to do after this.
Okay.
I have to get my financial tip. So okay. I'm just going to continue to remind everyone, as I did last week, we talked about going back over beneficiaries. Please check in on those things. Another thing that I realized also this week, family, talking to other people as well, is for us grown folks. If you purchase a policy for, let's say, your grandkids or your children back in the 90s, back in the 80s, or whatever the case may be, please go back and review those policies. Make sure it is what you thought it was. Stop telling your children that you have insurance for them and they're good and they're covered, because it's a false sense of hope many times. I've seen many times this week already that those policies have lapsed or they're not exactly what you thought they were back in the 90s. We're in a different time now, so please, please, please do a financial review of all of your policies, what you actually do have. Sit down with your family. Make sure that they understand as well. And I hate to be so graphic, but this is real for me. Just like I tell people, just like I wouldn't ask my mom to go buy a pack of condoms for me, right? You wouldn't ask your mom to go buy a pack of rubbers or condoms for you. Don't ask your mom to pay for your insurance for you. Okay, it's time for us to grow up, start doing the grown-up things, do what you need to do, take care of your business. I hate to be in your face like that, but then I kind of need to be in your face like that. I only can do it because I love you, and nobody else will say it to you. You need my help, please call me, 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600, and I'm on every social media thing. Hey, Mom, love you. And that's my time, Denise. Thank you so much. Love, Johnny.
Can you share the app again? Somebody text real quick. Okay, she, I guess she didn't hear me.
It's OfferUp. OfferUp. UP. OfferUp.
All right. OfferUp. Thank you so much. Have a great and fabulous day.
Hi, good morning, sister. This is Darwin from Nashville. Can you share the name of the book again, please?
Hi, Darwin. You say you're from where?
I'm Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, from Tennessee. The name of the book is Overcoming, Under-Earning, and the author is Barbara Stanning.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Darwin. Good God morning to you. This is Jackie from the Darwin from the Open Manifestation.
Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully well. So good to hear your voice this morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. So glad that you are here with us. Peace and blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I was going to say the same thing. Welcome to the Love Journey, and it's a pleasure to have you. I've saw you on quite a few times, and I was like, Darwin, I wonder who Darwin is. So now I get to hear your voice. You have an amazing voice. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. We appreciate you.
I was just excited to hear his voice. I'm like, oh, I know him.
All right.
And thank you, Cassidy, for being in our space, because I definitely needed that. Stay in our space. Stay in our space so that we can move to that place. Thank you.
Yes. Wow. It was a couple of quotes that I saw in here that was interesting. There was one quote that I saw in here that kind of matched what Mama Joy said in her reading today. It says, I didn't lose myself all at once. I rubbed out my face over the years, the same way carvings do stone when they're worn down by water. I thought that was really interesting. You know, sometimes we lose ourselves when we don't stay in tune with ourselves. Ooh, did y'all hear me? I'm rapping now. Hey, we lose ourselves when we don't stay in tune with ourselves.
Okay.
I thought that was a really good quote, and I wanted to bring out this other quote. The only thing I have to release in order to get what I want is my story about why I cannot have it. The only thing I have to release in order to get what I want is my story about why I cannot have it. Wow, I thought that was, like, well, at least those two quotes spoke out for me, too. So I just wanted to bring out those two quotes. I wanted to thank Chastity for being such an awesome leader and of directing us in this book, Overcoming Under Earning. This is my second time, and I'm still going, I still got stuff to check off. So I'm still going, a five-step plan to a richer life. And Millionaire Mind Conversation is about developing a closer relationship with our money, being intentional about our money. And so I'm just excited to have us to come together in community. One of the things that really stuck out for me, too, is the first quote that Helen Keller said, a matter that becomes clear. Oh, no, that's not the one. It's about being in, that's way ahead of the book. Okay, we're not there yet. So I won't tell that quote. I'll wait till we get there. But being in community is so powerful. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, because community has grown me tremendously. And so without you, there would be no me. And so today, if anybody else, I don't know, Ms. Wells, did you still want to comment on what you had to say? The floor is open. Maybe she just wants to say something really special to her baby. All right, family. Any more questions, comments, or concerns, you can star 6 if you're on the teleconference side. And if you're on Blog Talk side, then just press the 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sound like that's
hey.
Ready.
Yes, that's so perfect. To help me understand, I got to do some restoration. I got to do some, you know, changes to it, maybe from the stone to be, you know, chiseled and maybe perfect once again, if I but try. And so, however, this is a great day. And Jackie, online banking and money stuff is the best thing. How do you fix the internet? With YouTube? Online banking is the bomb. Get with it. Believe that your friends are protected, because a lot of people resist. They all don't have my information. They have every step you ever made on computer. Anyway, so I say make it convenient for yourself. You can transfer money from one fund. The Chase Quick Pay is the best thing to hear that thing. I got some money now. Ooh. There's no charge. There's a lot out there. Listen to your door. Study for yourself. Get the app on your phone. Our portfolio changes, noting the additional money we have. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Claudette Reddick. Any more questions come, Mr. Kasani? Miss, I see you in the queue. All right. All right, well, I want to thank you, Mama Joy, Queen Mama Joy, Queen Mama. Thank you so much, Miss Jackie. Thank you so much, Darwin Kennedy, for allowing us to hear your voice. Thank you, Miss Chastity Wells. And I want to remind you all that this is the weekend of the Cavalcade of Authors. And if you haven't got your tickets and you want to go down, it's at the Hotel Allegra. I am the keynote speaker tonight. And the brunch is Sunday, so this is a great weekend. If you're an author, if you want to be around other authors where people are exposing their books, it's a phenomenal opportunity. Also, we want to send some love out to the Garth family, Bill Garth. Today is the visitation, and tomorrow is the actual funeral. The horse-driven procession will leave the funeral home at 10 o'clock, and it will make it to the church by 11. 11:15 is the wake, 12:15 is the funeral, and the church is on 77th and Cottage Grove. If you're interested in coming or want more information, you can give me a call at 773-447-5591. We want to send lots of love into the Garth friends and family. That's Bill Garth. And if you don't know Bill Garth in Chicago, Bill Garth did a lot to make sure that African-American and minorities could get contracts. I remember sitting in a meeting with Bill Garth one time, and it was a, you know, upper echelon meeting, and it wasn't enough. There was no African-Americans on a particular contract of work that people were doing in the street, and he shut it down. He said, well, there will be no meeting and nothing going on in this part of town until you put some African-American people on that contract. Baby, you should have seen people scrambling to find some people to get on that contract. You know, he did a lot of behind-the-scenes work to make sure that minorities can get their stake in this city of Chicago in terms of contract, in terms of work, in terms of things that we rightfully deserved. And so as he has physically left the planet, I just want to say thank him in his spirit and all the legacies that he will leave that even people won't know that he's done to make sure that we can own our own power right here in Chicago, own our own business, and have an entrepreneurship. And even when there were opportunities for us to get on different contracts as a minority and we didn't have our stuff straight, he would send us to tax accountants and make sure our business was in order to make sure we can get those contracts. So I just want to say thank you, Bill Garth. Thank you, Bill Garth. Thank you, Bill Garth, for all you've done in the city of Chicago and probably other places that I don't know. So, again, if you're interested in his information, tomorrow is his funeral. And I tell you, he was a man of a big heart, big heart. But he was a smart, brilliant mind. I remember the place where his Citizen newspaper is located right now used to be a jewel. And I remember when we were in the meeting and he talked the people into giving him that space for a dollar through the nonprofit organization. Bill Goss was amazing. And then he gave out so many scholarships to our young people, not just little money, but $5,000 and $10,000 scholarships. And my daughter happened to be a recipient of one of the scholarships. So, again, he's done so many things, not just for us, but to make sure our children was even educated and had money to go. He went and knocked on doors to make sure he could have enough money to give 20 to 30 children every year, every semester, $5,000 to $10,000 to go away to college. Oh, it's just so many things, his accolades. And so, again, I just give thanks to his legacy. All right. I just want to remind you it is the weekend and we have October coming up. We got a great lineup for October. We got some really phenomenal guest speakers coming. We got a guy named Padma who's from India who will talk to us about consciousness, Christ consciousness, and the levels of Christ consciousness and understanding the feminine energy and the power of the feminine power. He will come on in October. We got Joe Omen who will come on, ex-football player, who will come in and talk about why men are emotionally unavailable and He does a talk on TED Talks called Be a Man. We got Deborah and Rick, who will come on next Tuesday, and she will go through the 5 steps of when people are leaving or transitioning the earth, the 5 regrets that they had. I think that's going to be a powerful conversation. We got Carla LaVoe Hawkins that's going to come on and interview with her book, her powerful book, Mama Should Have Said. I might get the name wrong, but y'all know. And she has the Manifestation Destination Prayer Line. That's every Sunday at 7 o'clock. You might want to give her a call and get her book or check out her prayer line. That's 708-878-1633. I think that's it. 878-1633. That's 708-878-1633. You want to check out her book, Mama Told You. Mama Should Have Told You, I think. And she can come on and correct me if I got the book title wrong, but I tell you, you want to get that book, and you also want to check out her Manifestation Destination prayer line, which is every Sunday, 7 o'clock. I don't think Love, Sex, and Nutrition is tonight, is it? Is this a fifth? I don't know. But if it is, she can come on and check me out, too. All right, family, we got a good lineup next month. We're going to also go over the Emerald Tablets. If you know anything about the Emerald Tablets, it's supposed to be a powerful manifestation tool. And we're going to have a shaman come on and go through the Emerald Tablets with us. So with that being said, you want to check out some of the things that the Love Journey are doing. And she said, yes, they have in Love, Sex, and Nutrition tonight. So you don't want to miss Love, Sex, and Nutrition with our very own Queen V. Yes, yes, and you got to check out her book. Memoirs, Jamaican memoirs. You know, y'all don't got nothing in front of me, so I'm just going on my mind. But, and if you haven't been to the circus yet, you don't want to miss the opportunity to you do the Universal Circus, family. Yes, yes, yes. The Universal Circus right here in Chicago. Get your tickets, get your tickets. Now, if you want to do some group sales, give me a call. I'm on group sales, family, 773-447-5591, Jamaica, a memoir. Yes, that's Jamaica, a memoir. Check out Z's book, Jamaica, a memoir. All right, family, if you want to go to the circus, and we got out one of our own who's going to be doing one in the Sunday events. So I'm going to let her get it, you know, into her own mind before I say it. But I just want to send some love out to her for saying yes to doing the Sunday speaking. Yes, 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 sending you love, knowing it's going to be phenomenal, family. The Love Journey will be in the house at the circus. Yay! Tonight is Steppers Night at the circus. It's all sold out, but if you're going to be there, I hope to see you soon. And if not, I'll see you at one of the other circuses. But tonight is sold out. Tonight is the Steppers Night, family. We're going to be honoring Pete Frazier, Casper, Kenny B., Black Mary, Rose, all of Rose Wellington. Steppers in the house. If you're from Chicago or know anything about Stepper, they're going to be killing them tonight on the floor. The Universal Circus. Yes, 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 family. Get your tickets, get your tickets. If you know any daycares or schools that want to come and do group sales, I can get you some really good tickets. And I am over group sales for the Universal Circus. So give me a call again at 773-447-5591. Group sales at the Universal Circus, family, if you want to come. I just want to remind you, family, that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God, family. And remember to choose love, because, you know, love is a choice. And remember, family, not to just dream your God-sized dream, but to live them. You only get one lifetime in this life to live that dream. So, family, live it, dream it, have fun doing it. It's only about 94 days left in 2016, and we're going to be going right into 2017. We want to get our money right. We want to get our mind right, our heart right, our spiritual life right, and move into the next level where we can live on purpose. Live for the reason we came to the planet. Family, know I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, I'm going to play this song by Ben Ami. It's 16-year-old violinist.
Yeah.
She's off the chain.
prepared to witness the funky violinist bringing you the classic style with the hip hop twist. Kick back, Mark Russell walk the track. He never lacked, put Australia on the map. I know it won't take long for y'all to feel the song. World is bomb. Ain't no sunshine when I'm gone. Yeah.
Conversation Cafe. I am Janine Ingram. See you next week. Have a great weekend, family. Love you.